It's in the Cards with Tony Gilbert is brought to you by the American Tarot Association, where tarot is your tool for personal development and spiritual growth. It's in the Cards with Tony Gilbert. I'm Jerry Pippin, and it's brought to you by the American Tarot Association. And Tony, a little rainy there in Oregon today, but nice, 62 or so, huh?
Yeah, real nice. It looks like it might be the middle of winter.
Well, you know, I mentioned that because here in Oklahoma where I am, it's 95, 96, maybe warmer. I don't even like to look.
Yeah. Well, in Oregon, it could be that tomorrow.
Well, that's kind of what the Will Rogers used to say about the weather here in Oklahoma. If you don't like it, stick around 15 minutes, it'll change.
Yeah, so it does that there too?
I wonder if we could tell the weather forecast with tarot cards.
Oh, I don't know. I've never tried that one.
I know you don't. You don't do the future. So.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll let you off the hook on that. So I was going to get you a job as a TV weatherman, and you could use those cards. And it'd be interesting. You got to admit.
Well, no, I'd probably get really bored with that.
Well, we have somebody in your office that we'll be talking to in a minute, and you might tell our audience who she is, and we'll get ready to talk to her in a few minutes. I got a couple of things to talk to you about first, though. This is a woman that lives, I guess, in your town.
Yes.
Now let's talk a little bit about the tarot cards. You know, a lot of people don't understand, but many people do. There must be, 100 different types of tarot cards, designs?
Oh, there's hundreds, more than, 500, 600, yeah, they're very big in Europe and all over the place.
Now, we used a modern version, I think, last week when you had someone there in your office, if I remember, developed with a psychologist, a PhD.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you'll probably use a different deck today?
We are using a different deck today.
Now, when we had our little healing session, what deck did you use? Do you remember?
For yours?
Yeah.
I think that was also a more contemporary deck. I think that was the Osho Zen deck.
Well, that's fitting. I try to be a contemporary guy.
Yeah, well, I used it because it was so simple, remember?
Well, that's probably even better.
Yeah, but I use it in a unique way because I use it with people. I'm a nurse, a holistic nurse, and I use the tarot cards to help people with their illness and their conditions and their healing. And so that's what we were working with your eyes in the last.
Now, I get the impression, we haven't really discussed this, but I get the impression you expect results fairly quickly.
Well, sometimes it's quickly, but sometimes it takes months and sometimes years.
Okay, so I don't feel so badly.
It depends on what the condition is.
Right, I don't feel so badly. We've been working on the back of my eyes where my retinas have had a lot of damage, and things have stabilized for sure. I'm not getting any worse, and I may be getting gradually better.
Good. And we haven't really done anything very intense with it. All we've done is what people have heard on the air, and a lot of times when people come to me with conditions, I see them weekly for a while.
And when you see them, do these sessions last for an hour or so? Or?
Oh, 90 minutes, hour, something along.
Oh, that long.
And we work, and it's usually hands-on, one-on-one for that whole time.
Yeah, I know when we do the radio readings, they're kind of a snapshot type thing. You actually, for instance, the person there in your office, you probably spend a great deal of time with them.
Basically, when a person comes in, I guess friends tell me I have a gift to see people's soul. I think of it as their potential. I look at them and I can see their potential. And then when they open their mouth and start talking, I can tell that there's a discrepancy between what I see and what's happening. And what I try to do is kind of guide them. And they have to do the work. But I try to guide them towards what I see in them.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. It's kind of almost like a introspective time.
Right. Well, we have that multidimensional parts of ourselves, and that most people just think that they are the physical, and that the world is just the world they see with their eyes, but there's more to us than that.
Yeah, you and I off the air got into a probably a 15-minute discussion about quantum physics the other day.
Yes, we did. We should have taped it.
So it
Then we wouldn't have to go through this again.
was Well, we'll probably get into it again one of these days. You want to go ahead and introduce your guest, or have you got something else on your mind first?
Well, I wanted to say a little bit about, when I see people with a physical illness or physical challenges, I see them as challenges, and I think of them as divine challenges, and that those challenges, and we all have them, come in service to our development. That they are come to help us develop ourselves or to our potential, like I was saying. And as that person begins to see more and more of themselves and become more aware of the inside of their being, that
That's a good way to phrase it.
inside of their being,
Yes.
that their soul becomes stronger, and so that at the end, when they're healed, that they are a strong soul in the world rather than a person walking around thinking that they're just a physical body. Does that make sense?
Well, sure. Of course it does. And I you're right. There is, each individual, we're kind of unique in our own way. We reach past just reaching out and touching us. We have a soul.
And so when a person has a challenge like illness or injury, it's a challenge at some level of their being, like their emotional or psychological challenge. It's like being presented with a situation that's there to teach you. And that's the way I see it, is as okay, we have this challenge, and now let's see what it has to teach us. And I don't know where we're going. It's just like an unfolding. I just work as a guide for that person, or like a midwife to birth that other part of themselves, or a birth more awareness.
I like that. That's good. And that probably describes it pretty well.
And then healing occurs when there's a shift in consciousness where they get it.
Well, it's interesting for sure. People listening to the show, they're welcome to send questions to you and Tony at TonyGilbert.com or to me, Jerry at JerryPippin.com. Who knows? We might, put somebody on the air again by phone, because you can do that by phone, even though most people think about it as something that you sit down in front of a tarot card person and they deal out the cards. But we've talked about that before.
Right. It's easier if they're in person, but it's not totally necessary.
Well, you want to go on to with the show here?
Okay, well, we have Sherry with us, and Sherry is a client. I've known her for several years, and she's taken workshops from me.
Well, I like Sherry already because it rhymes with Jerry.
Oh, okay. But this time she has a condition, and I'll let her tell you about it.
Okay.
And go ahead, Sherry. Tell Sherry what you've come to me this time for.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you today?
Great, great.
Good. As Tony mentioned, I've known her for quite some time and had attended various workshops, and I find myself in a very difficult time in my life. I've been a professional woman for a number of years now and have been experiencing extreme physical problems and had ignored them for quite a long time, until one day I realized by looking at the clock how much Vicodin I had taken in a short time, and this was a daily occurrence, and realized in sort of an epiphany at that time that I could not continue to do this. So I went to the doctor, and my assumption at that time was that we would just eventually do surgery, which I'd had before in my back, take care of it, and I could go back to work and my life would resume as normal. But it turns out that wasn't the case. Basically, I have deteriorating vertebra and disc in my back, and arthritis and bursitis in my hip. And
that all sounds very painful.
It is, and it's around the clock pain, and it's ongoing, and I can't escape it. It keeps me awake at night, and I have quite a bit of problem with it, and my hands are very arthritic and getting worse. So I realized that I needed some help, and so my doctor worked with me, and I went to physical therapy twice a week for 8 months, and there was some slight improvement, but not a tremendous amount. And finally, after about 8 to 10 months, my physician told me quite bluntly, after I asked the question, "What do you see my physical future?" And she said, "You won't be returning to work." And that, I had not expected this. A couple of my friends who are fairly aware had suggested this to me, but I closed down on that thought completely. And so I had quite an adjustment to make.
You know, when the doctor told you that, it had to be quite devastating.
It was. That's not what I expected to hear, and I wasn't ready for it emotionally or physically, and it wasn't like a retirement where you know that sometime into the future that you will be retiring and your life will change. And even though I had been off work, my anticipation was that I would return, and work was very stressful. And would always be stressful because of the nature of it. I worked at a public university, and the higher education today is stressful. So I had to deal with this on two levels. I had to deal with this physically and how to alleviate the symptoms, because this would only get worse, never better, and best case scenario was that it would remain the same and not continue to deteriorate. But I also had to deal with my emotional reactions with this, and probably the most difficult part was that I had underestimated the extent to which I identified myself as a professional woman. So I had to reevaluate my self-image. So knowing that, I had worked with Tony numbers of times, and I can only describe Tony's effect on me is she helps center me. She helps me find what's important to me and helps me sort my priorities. And knowing that, my husband even suggested, and I had been thinking the same thing, that I should probably go see Tony and see how she could help me. And I needed both that emotional and physical relief that I suspected that she could help me with. And so I've been seeing her for about 3 weeks now. There was a little bit of time in there where I was out of town, so I hadn't seen her. So I feel that there will be some relief. There has been slight, but it's very much the beginning of a journey for me, and it's not an overnight success, nor did I expect it. But certainly, and when I say it, just a slight relief, I'm talking physical symptoms now, but certainly my emotional health is tremendously better, and in large part because of coming to see Tony and what she's done to help me find what's important to me.
Yeah, I was quite surprised when I asked you about the pain situation, because you have an effervescent personality here on the radio.
And I told her now, Sherry, put this in a nutshell. This is her nutshell.
And you didn't sound like you, you got a good attitude, in other words.
Well, good. I think of myself as a positive person, and this was dealing a blow to that. Mm-hmm. And I believe I'm on my way to recuperating it in terms of being a whole being. And so I'm excited about this. And I have to say one thing, that I realize that I can leave a more formal self behind. I don't need that person in my everyday life anymore, and I'm excited about recovering and recognizing the less formal, happier kind of person that I've been in the past, and how exciting that can be in my married life also, and kind of a voyage of discovery again.
Well, Tony, what are we going to do today?
Well, Sherry's shuffled the cards already, and we have some cards laid out in front of us. And she asked the question before she shuffled the cards, what do I need to know about my journey of recovery? And so we'll just start doing the cards now. The first card turns up the Magician, and it came in reverse. And I'll hand the card to Sherry, and she will give me the projections that she sees on it, what she sees on this card.
I see a man, presumably a magician, since that's the title of the card, who looks content. He has a number of animals and birds around him, hares, donkeys, birds, ducks, roosters, animals all surrounding him. He looks happy to be there. On a table in front of him is a vase and a wand. He looks fairly archaic in the sense that he's not a real modern kind of a person, but that he probably existed in the time of the 12th century, I would guess. And the colors are very muted. His cloak is a bright red in contrast to everything else on the card. And he looks very capable, and that resonates with his surroundings.
Okay, and in regard to your question, what do you think this has to say to you?
It looks to me that he can help, certainly help me with the answers, and I've often wished that I could just wiggle my nose and make things better, and in a sense, this wand represents that ability to me, that perhaps I just need to close my eyes and think intently on exactly what it is I wish to accomplish, and that answer probably lies within me if I concentrate on it hard enough. That he represents the knowledge that I have and how to attain that, and his magic wand to me represents the ability to close my eyes and find that within me and so wiggle my nose, so to speak, to make it better.
Okay. Well, the position is the self position, so this is you. You do have that ability. And it came in reversed, so I would say you haven't came to that realization yet.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we're talking about a voyage, and so
yeah,
apparently
yeah,
this lies somewhere in my future then.
And the Magician on this card, see, he's got one hand in the air and one hand pointing towards the earth, and that has to do with bringing in the spiritual down to the earth plane.
Very good.
And the tools on his table here are all the tools that you need to be able to do that with.
So the things that I need are there. Good.
It's just a matter of becoming aware of them and finding them for yourself.
Okay.
And like you said, maybe closing your eyes. And we have been doing some guided imagery with all this, and that has been quite helpful to you.
Yes. Yes, very much so. These are things that one suspects, but it's sort of confirmation to hear this, and very nice to hear this, and even more pleasing to know that the Magician represents myself and that I have this within me to do. That one suspects that, but it's nice to hear that. Good.
And then when you actually believe it and you actually experience it, then when you're shuffling the cards, this will come in right side up.
Okay.
Okay, the next card is the Eight of Wands.
Wands in this case look like branches with sparse leaves on them, one or two sets of leaves on each one. On the top above this is a bird flying, looks like a pheasant, which in my life, pheasants are important. My husband and I love to spot them and have a real relationship with pheasants in the field, and that's real significant to me. The bottom one has a scroll of paper around it. I'm not certain what it says. I can't read it. It's not even that. It's probably an ancient Latin, but I can't even really see it. These are suspended. There's eight of them. They're suspended above what looks like a village, okay, in rolling hills.
What stands out for you in that card?
the suspension of these wands in the against the blue sky with a pheasant above them.
Mm-hmm. And the wands in Tarot stand for activity and intuition and creativity. And the Eight of Wands has to do with communication.
Oh, that's interesting. I've always been able to communicate fairly well and find communication very important, both in your personal life and in your professional life also. One has to be able to communicate well. I've always considered the number 8 to be my lucky number. I don't know that it's ever really been lucky for me, but I've always liked the number 8, and so that's kind of interesting. So 8 represents communication.
Mm-hmm. And I would say my hit on this was in regard to your question, what do you need to know about
my journey of recovery?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That you're very articulate and you're very good at getting along in the world, you know, at the earth plane, that this communication would be more of an inner communication.
Oh, okay. And how to find the various parts of myself and intuitively bind together the components of what I need to know?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And the bird in the air?
Well, what does that mean to you?
I thought it was significant that it looked like a pheasant. Maybe it isn't, but perhaps I'm choosing for it to be, and it certainly looks like it's happy being where it is and free. So perhaps that means to me that along with this communication and this this journey of relief, so to speak, that it will be freeing and enjoyable in the process also.
Mm, okay.
I like the color blue too. That's not my favorite color, but this particular color is very nice with the white wispy clouds. It's very pleasing.
And how does that make you feel?
Very content, I think, okay. Is the word, yes.
So maybe what's this card saying altogether? What's the message from this card?
To me, it's saying that there is a journey and that I'm content in the whole process of it, that I don't have to wait until the very end for some kind of magic healing, but the journey itself can be pleasant in communicating with myself and with others that are, who are important to me are part of that journey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I get a good feeling looking at that. Perhaps it's the juxtaposition of the light spring green on the branches and the blue sky and the wispy white clouds and the village below that. It, mm-hmm. it has a nice feeling for me.
Mm-hmm. Good. Does that feel done?
Yes.
All right, we'll go to the next card. The next card is the King of Coins.
This is a picture of presumably a ruler. He has a crown on his head. There's a kingdom behind him and represented by a large castle, a medieval castle. He is standing in front of what appears to be an altar of sorts. And with things on the altar one wouldn't normally expect to see, one would think that maybe he would be counting his coins, but he isn't. There appears to be scissors and an hourglass and paper and a candle by which to see, a pair of glasses. And he's holding a coin in his hands very delicately. He doesn't appear to be a miserly type of man, but he appears to be more of a scholarly type of man.
Okay, in regard to your question, what might this mean?
I'm not certain. It's not just jumping out at me right now. The question is, what do I need to know about my journey of recovery? I'm not certain. I need to know a little bit more about.
Okay. Well, the King of Coins is very good at the earth plane. And you have a Taurus, you're a Taurus sun sign. And
yes.
Taurus is an earth sign.
Yes.
You know, so I would say this has to do with this is you. And this has to do with your abilities at the earth level. And Tauruses and this king are very good at tuning into their body. And they're very good at working with earthly tools like he has on his table.
Okay, and the coin that he's holding to his chest?
What does that mean to you?
Well, to me, that would represent something important. Money is important, and money represents what it can value and what it can do for us. So that to me would probably, that coin would represent knowledge and answers and my health, maybe. That's certainly a value to me, and certainly
so it's
that's what
something very valuable that's close to his heart.
Yes, and that's what this question is representing, is my health. And so I would think that was probably representing that. He's holding it delicately, as if that's important to him, but he's not grasping it and covering it up. So it's almost like he's wanting to hold it dear to him, but he doesn't want to hold it so tight that he can't see it and appreciate it.
Well, this king is quite capable, like I said, at the physical level, and so I would say that this is this says something about your ability to be able to do this kind of work that you've set out to do.
That's encouraging. Okay. I have to say at this point that Tony and I have done tarot probably 3 or 4 times, and these cards are a little bit different than I've had before, and this is intriguing me. These are somehow a little bit more masculine than I've had in the past, and I find that interesting. Maybe that's suggesting that masculinity in some ways is representing power, and maybe this suggests to me that I have the power to accomplish what I need to. And in previous readings, it's been a little bit more delicate suggestions in the cards, and I just thought I'd note that this is different reading than I've had in the past.
Okay, well, Jerry and I have talked about masculine and feminine balance within each one of us. I don't know if you listen to the other radio shows, but basically the the masculine in you needs more attention or maybe the feminine. We haven't gotten into that part of that, the aspect of your healing yet,
okay.
but this is some place that we will go together, so okay. that in the end, you will be balancing your masculine with your feminine.
Good. I wasn't aware that you'd had that conversation with Jerry. I just noted that these cards just appeared to be a little bit different than they had been in the past for me.
Okay. But you're noting a masculinity.
Yes, right? Yes, yeah. Very much so.
So we'll address that at some point, probably.
Okay.
And the last card, does that feel done?
Yes.
Okay, the last card is a justice card. Tell me what you see in that card. What stands out for you there?
Well, interesting is that this actually is of a woman, and she appears to be an angel since she has a set of large wings and also a halo effect around her head, but that's part of her costuming. She has what appears to be a large wand of sorts or sword, and on the end of which are little winged beings. One looks like an angel, and on the other end of that looks like maybe a devil, and that's looking like it's on a scale, so to speak. She also has a large scepter in her hand that's as tall as she, and on the end of that is an owl. Owls generally represent wisdom, I believe, and so I suspect that's why that's the owl there. In addition to that, in a basket at her feet looks like man who's supplicating, like looking for justice, seeking justice. Above that, on her other side, is a woman whose arms are out like she's holding a baby, but there's no baby there, and find that interesting that it's a little bit raised, and near that woman then is an angel, an heir. So what this is representing, since the title is Justice, appears to me that she is representing justice in the and work in the world. And so what that means to me about a journey of recovery is, I would think that it's talking about balance. And I mentioned at the start of this that I was looking for a balance in my life, not just physical, but also an emotional recovery too, and how to come to grips with a new concept of self. And so I suspect that this is how this is playing in here, and how I can do justice to myself, and noting that I have been a professional woman and that I can leave that behind but still respect myself and ask others to respect me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let me see what I see here.
Okay.
I see how she's kind of off. Her body's not straight up and down.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, looks like she's not in alignment.
Yes.
And then the devil in the picture, the little winged figure, there's mm-hmm. a devil, and then there's an angel, and the devil is weighing a little heavy. Heavier than the angel, you know. But they're struggling with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so then she's really doesn't look like she's aware of them.
That's true. It looks like she's just doing her thing, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and they're there and being part of the scales of her life, yes.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, and to me, this looks like the other dimensions of herself, and she's not paying attention
mm-hmm.
to.
Ah. Okay. That could be. I could see that.
And so I see this as being where you're at now, and that you're going to be going to more of a place where you would be standing straight and tall, and this would be balanced. I mean, we're not going to get rid of that devil guy.
And devil represents ill health in this case.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so there will be more of a balance between the devil and the angel.
That's encouraging. That's good, because I am aware that I'm not going to be magically cured physically, and that's something that I have to live with and keep it in balance in my life. And when I say that, I mean the balance there of the knowledge of the continuous ill health and how to live with that and still keep positive, and not just remain positive, but to accomplish what I still want to do in life.
Mm-hmm.
So
the task here is to become aware of all mm-hmm. these different winged figures, which possibly represent the other dimensions of yourself.
I see. And to become more upright, presumably.
Mm-hmm. And more alignment and balance.
I have to say, she does look pretty unaware. I would hope that I'm a little bit more aware of that, but maybe maybe just recently. I did say that I'd been going on and on and on and on and on and on, and I would have gone on forever until I finally fell apart, which I was close to doing, and so that's probably representing that unawareness, and that there was always something that needed my attention and more important than me, and probably that represents that unawareness of what I was doing to myself physically
mm-hmm.
and spiritually also.
Mm-hmm. And I just saw that you moved the card a little closer to the King of Coins here. You
know?
This was an unconscious movement.
Yes,
you
was.
See what you did there? You know,
yes.
The king is very good at taking care of himself at the physical level, and
so very charismatic, that king, huh?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, and we were talking about masculine power. Apparently, it's already exhibiting some influence.
You know, the masculine takes charge. You know, takes charge and gets things done at the worldly level. So,
okay. Well, that's good. Apparently, I need some of that. Some awareness and some take charge and enough of this. It's
yeah,
time
but
to.
But this gal is feminine,
mm-hmm.
you know, the one that gets the balance and the
mm-hmm.
alignment. So here you have your masculine and your
mm-hmm.
feminine.
I see that. And I'm glad that I don't think I'd want this reading to be 100% masculine, because that femininity plays an important role in my life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So.
Well, very interesting.
Very interesting. Yes, it is.
Yeah, and I think I need to play Bobby B's Devil or Angel now. And for that last card. Well, Tony, seems to me that Sherry, and me, I'm not speaking for you, Sherry, you can chime in. It seems to me that this was a good session.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think so, too. I always find it insightful. And it's not that I come to Tony for answers, tell me what to do. It's that I come to Tony for that insight and just parts of that need developing and need some work. And this has been an example of that, yes.
Well, it's been an interesting show. Time has got us, as usual, Tony.
Okay, well.
Any closing comments from either of you?
Thank you for your time. I very much appreciate it, and it was nice meeting you, Jerry.
It's nice to meet you, and I wish you the best, and I think you're making progress. It seems like it.
Thank you.
I think you feel pretty good about it, too.
Yes, I do. I do. Thank you very much.
And how about you, Tony?
Well, I find that adults can just move and grow in leaps and bounds. You know, and this is just an example, you know, of what people can do when they put their minds to it. You know, I can't do it for them. I just provide the tools, and if they're ready, they just take off.
Okay. With that, it's going to have to be the end of the show. We're out of time, and thank you both. We'll talk to you soon, Tony. We'll have another show again next week. Production costs for It's All in the Cards with Tony Gilbert has been underwritten by the ATA, American Tarot Association. Check out their website today. We'd like to talk to you about the American Tarot Association and how you could join and start your journey with beginner through advanced courses. There are audio tapes available and also CDs for special members only. At special member discounts, receive the American Tarot Association quarterly for the latest news on the tarot. Now you can go over to the website and visit the Tarot Reflections for free. Just go over to the website. And if you're listening to us on our website at jerrypippin.com, we have a link to it. One of the great things about the American Tarot Association is that actually it's a connection, a great connection, a link for you to join the lively community of other tarot card professionals and enthusiasts. People just like you, united in their passion for tarot. Now here's the website. It's www.ata-tarot.com. You simply go over to that website and you can discover how to help shape your future. We urge you to join today. For more information, go over to the website. And once again, here it is, www.ata-tarot.com.